My guest today is Catherine Southern, media personality, antiques expert. Catherine, welcome to Reigate and welcome to Susie Radio.
Thank you very much indeed.
I'm sure everybody out there would love to know about your background, what you studied, and then how you became involved with antiques.
Well, I studied art history at university. I did a degree in art history, and then I went on and did a master's. But I was training more to work in a gallery, and when I went round to various galleries, when I did a little bit of work experience, I thought, I don't know if it was quite for me, because it's very slow-paced. And one of the things that happened as part of my university degree was we had a talk by Hilary Kay, who's an Antiques Roadshow personality. And she came and did a talk, and at that time she was working at Sotheby's, and she was telling us about all the things that she'd sold at Sotheby's and how she'd just recently sold a guitar for £140,000, and I just thought, I think that's the line I want to go in. I think I want to work in the auction world rather than work in the galleries, which is so slow-paced. I want to go somewhere which is, you know, fast-paced. Anyhow, I got a job at Sotheby's, sort of starting at the bottom, making the tea, doing the filing, and then just worked my way up and became head of science and the scientific instrument department, globes and such like. And
you've got a specific interest in scientific instruments.
Well, my main interest, my absolute interest and love is globes. That's my love. But when I was at Sotheby's, I covered a whole area of scientific instruments, so drawing instruments, surveying. Also, I did maritime work as well. So
we're talking school classroom globes.
Yeah, exactly. But more 19th, 18th, 19th century globes is what I'm really interested in.
And how does a girl at Sotheby's get involved in television?
You may well ask. Well, again, there was an advert in the local paper, which was, it's the Antiques Trade Gazette, and they were asking for people, the BBC were asking for people to come along and have a screen test, someone with a general knowledge of antiques. So I went along with my general knowledge of antiques, had a screen test, and that was 2003, and now 11 years later I'm still doing.
I'm sure a lot of our listeners would be interested as well to know how someone like yourself accommodates family and your own business and a media career. How do you find time to do all that?
I'm a very good juggler, and I have a very, very good husband, understanding husband, and a very good childminder. And I own a diary. My diary is essential. I left it on the train the other day. I was heartbroken, but I've got it back.
Long hours?
I think I do long hours, but I think the problem is with me, I spread myself very thinly. I'm in a lot of places every time. I try not to let anybody down, so I'm trying to do as many things as I possibly can.
Now, we could talk about Flogget, we could talk about the road trips, but every lunchtime before my afternoon show, I take a little look at Bargain Hunt.
Well done.
Tell us about the team of presenters. I mean, presumably you see one another once in a blue moon. Is there a sense of team? Is there a camaraderie? Do you ever have a Bargain Hunt get-together?
We don't actually that often. I mean, there might be. The BBC sometimes holds something once a year where we all get together. But it is pretty much just like that. We see one another once in the blue moon. But they, you know, we've all got our favourites, we've all got our friends. So we do keep in touch with people as well.
How does the recording of the shows go about itself?
Well, we start on Bargain Hunt. We start about 9 o'clock in the morning, and then we finish filming about 4 or 5 in the afternoon. And we normally film about 3 programmes a day. So we're going out with 3 teams. We film with one team, we come back, and we go out with another one. And it's pretty hard going, to be honest. It's not, everyone thinks it's all glamorous and what have you, but unfortunately we don't have a hairdresser or a makeup artist running behind us.
I'm sure you don't need one of those.
Of course.
Is there lots of paddling going on below the surface when you're taking teams around?
Yeah, there is. I mean, sometimes they can be. What's interesting, actually, the people that turn up and, sorry, the teams that are actually on Bargain Hunt, there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes that goes on beforehand. They have to have interviews and such like. And sometimes they can be really outgoing in the interviews and say, yeah, we desperately want to be on Bargain Hunt. And then when it actually comes to it, they freeze and they can't do it. They sort of think, I don't know what to buy. And they sort of panic a bit. So sometimes with teams, you are sort of pushing them, come on, you know, what do you want to buy? But at the end of the day, you've got to remember it's their day. It's their special moment, and they can buy whatever they want. Sometimes they do need a bit of encouragement.
Any real horror moments in your recollections, or any real successes, any treasured moments?
My big success, and it doesn't happen very often, was selling a Curta calculator, which I knew about because it was a sort of quirky science-y piece. I picked up on it and I showed it to my team and they went, "Oh no, don't want that, that looks rubbish." I said, trust me, buy it. And they did trust me and they bought it for about 100 or something pounds, and I think it made about £400. So that's about one of my only big, big successes. Doesn't happen very often, David.
Now, you're here in Reigate today. This interview will go out next week, so after the show. But tell us a little bit about what the show's here for today.
Well, today we are here with the Hawley Lions. It's a valuation day, and we're encouraging people, local people, to come along, make a donation to the charity, and hopefully we can tell them what their items are worth. There's two of us here today. Both of us are experts on Flogit, so we should be able to reveal that you have hidden gems.
I've got a couple of Susie Radio items for you when we conclude the interview in a moment, so we'll mention those on the show next week. Would you say that the road shows are of value to your own business?
Evaluation days that we do here, yes, absolutely, because the items that come in, I mean, we see some amazing things. Last time we were here, we saw a Art Deco figure by Ferdinand Preece, which is, it's a little ivory sculpture, which we then went on to sell. It was bought here, and I said, I think this is something special. We went on to sell it at auction, my own business, and we sold it for £4,500.
Wow.
So that was something quite special. So I'm hoping to find something like that today.
Tell us about the regular valuation days that you hold within your own business, and then we're finished talking about your next auction.
I hold valuation days every week, really. I have a business over in Bromley, and we have valuation days every Tuesday and Thursday. But as well as that, we try and do valuation days around the area. But again, it's a matter of fitting them in with the family and with everything else I do. But normally we put an advert in the local press and invite people to come along.
Well, I'm sure after today we'll be able to give you a little push on Susie Radio from time to time. When's the next auction?
The next auction is the 19th of November, and that's over in Wallingham. It's at Farley Golf Club, which is in Old Farley Road, 19th of November. And for more information, look at our website.
Tell us what the web address is.
The web is www.catherinesouthern.co.uk.
Right you are, and I'll be approaching you via that for a press pass to the auction.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Now, you offered us a couple of song choices, but I think Dolly Parton's 9 to 5 was the one we ended up discussing. Tell us why that is.
Well, I'd like to be a 9 to 5 girl. Unfortunately, I don't think that's ever going to happen. I just love that song. It just, whenever I hear it, it makes me want to stand up and dance.
Catherine Southern, media personality, antiques expert, and no doubt soon to be a national treasure. Thank you so much for talking to us at Susie Radio.
Thank you. It's been really lovely. Thank you.